Morning. It's good to see each one this morning. I have to admit, I prefer to see you all from back there rather than up here, but a change of perspective, different point of view is always good. The songs we sang this morning were songs of praise, and I'd like to continue along that same theme. Same line of thought. I've chosen to read Psalm 47 and 48 this morning. Thinking about church and why we go to church. Why do we go to church? Hopefully, we're all here to worship God. And a large part of our worship is praise. We have a great God who is worthy of our praise. I'm going to read these psalms, and then I'm going to mention a few of God's attributes or characteristics that are worthy of our praise. But at the same time, I'd like each one of us to think about the little things that happen yesterday, maybe this morning, last week, last month, last year, that were personal things that God did for us that we have to praise Him for. Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, in pain, as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad, because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. We serve an all-powerful, all-knowing, always present God. He is He is most high, it says in verse 2 of 47. Lord most high is terrible. He's a great king over all the earth. He has chosen our inheritance for us. We don't have to worry about where we're going to end up. If we're serving him, he has an inheritance for us. He has chosen it for us, and it's ours. He also scares the most powerful people in this world. In verse 4 of Psalm 48, it says the kings were assembled. They passed by, all of them together. They passed by. They saw his city, marveled at it. And it scared them, and they ran away. He also scatters the ships. The ships of Tarshish, I believe, were a lot of ships, and he scattered them all just with the east wind. Powerful men and nations are nothing to him. His city is beautiful. It's beyond compare. There's nothing else like it. And this God, who is huge, who's great, he's terrible. I don't think he means terrible in the way we think of terrible. But this God is our God. He cares for us. He wants to be our guide. He wants to be our friend. He wants to be our Father. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Not just today or tomorrow, but each and every day. Greatly to be praised. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you today for who you are. We thank you for caring for each one of us individually. We praise you that you have created us and are interested in each one of us. We praise you for sending your Son to die for us and to give us hope of an inheritance. We just praise you for life and health and everything that you give to us, Lord. We ask that you would bless the remainder of this service, each one that has a part, each one of us as we listen. Just ask that our worship would be to the fullest and would be meaningful to us and to you. Just ask that you would bless each one that is here this morning, today.